KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A suspect arrested for failure to safeguard firearms is appearing before the Guadaguza Magistrates Court. The Hawks arrested the 49-year-old man on Friday following a search at his home. Provincial spokesperson Sibungani says they were following intelligence about a suspect believed to be involved in the recent spate of cash and transit robberies.
Upon conducting the search, they recovered an AK-47 rifle, a revolver, and 56 rounds of ammunition. Despite the firearms being licensed, they were improperly stored under the mattress instead of being safely stored in a gun safe as required by Firearms Control Act. These firearms will be subjected to the ballistics test to determine if they were used in the commission of any crime in the country.
Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube says they have managed to eradicate 93% of the more than 3,000 pit toilets at schools in the country. She's been briefing the National Council of Provinces. The deadline to eradicate all pit latrines is the end of this month.
Of the 3,372 pit toilets that were identified for eradication under the SAFE initiative, I am pleased today to make the report that we are moving closer and closer to ensuring that all of the entire backlog that was identified will soon be eradicated.
Japanese carmaker Nissan says its chief executive Makoto Uchida will step down. The move follows the failure of merger talks with rival Honda. The merger would have created the world's third biggest auto company by unit sales behind Toyota and Volkswagen. Nissan earlier announced thousands of job cuts and a 93% plunge in first half net profit. Moody's has downgraded its credit rating to junk, citing its weak profitability driven by slowing demand. And Bridgerton star Simone Ashley says she hopes all women, not just those of colour, can relate to her character in the new rom-com Picture This. The British South Asian actress plays London photographer Pia, who's set up on a series of blind dates by her family. Hero Fine Stiffen and comedian Asim Chaudhry are among the cast, with Simone also an executive producer.
As much as this is focused around a South Asian family, this is a story that it is a classic rom-com. I want that to be the selling point of it, because I think that's how we normalise this narrative. The billboards aren't Indian girl in a movie. The billboard is Picture This.
The top story, a suspect arrested for failure to safeguard firearms, is appearing before the Guadaguza Magistrates Court today. The Hawks arrested the 49-year-old after receiving information about a suspect believed to be linked to the recent spate of cash and transit heists. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.